Is it possible to repeat the preparatory stage?
Anupupikata is in Pali, so it's like it's a graduated discourse. Anupupikata, constituent topics are dana, so generosity, and so that there, and which is always it's always introduced before sila even, because everybody can practice generosity, and sometimes not everybody can practice sila. And then the sila, virtue. And then the next is sangha, or heaven. So that there, in the sense, there are heavenly realms, heavenly states that are a result of skillful action, living in the world. It's not, how to say, there. You're introducing the effects of the wholesome effects of skillful karma, so that the mind accepts that. Then adinawa, which is drawbacks of sense desire, of sensualities, of chasing after materialism, chasing after consumption, so the drawbacks of the world. Nekamma is the benefits of relinquishment, the kind of the joy and brightness that comes from when we're able to let things go, let things drop, and then the Four Noble Truths.
Yeah, the order of that list shows the Buddha's brilliance and compassion as a teacher, because each of those stages, he's going to lose some of his audience. Some people are just not able to go further, and so by doing that, by teaching in that order, he ends up benefiting everyone to the extent
To the
that they
extent
can.
that they're willing. You can, like I lived in Thailand for a long time, so the spectrum of people that you see coming to a monastery, and there's plenty that come in. They've got faith in the triple gem. They practice generosity, but sila is just way beyond them. And you think, well, there shouldn't be that difficulty, but it is for many people, and so that the teachings are there to benefit everyone at whatever level they're willing to pick them up, and not everybody's going to be able to have that sense of say, renunciation and relinquishment. It's probably the most dramatic example was a gangster who came, and he was suffering, and he started coming to this branch monastery of Ajahn Chah's, and then started to, and of course the monk Omdrön didn't knew the little knew the town and knew who this was and what his background was. And when he started showing interest in some kind of way to alleviate suffering, his first thought, this is beyond my pay grade. I better take him to Ajahn Chah. I took him to Ajahn Chah, and he was he was and Ajahn Chah was great. He had him stay underneath his kuti and attend to him. But the guy was, had a gang, and they controlled this. I mean, it was a fishing port, so it was a pretty rough place, and they had a tight control on everything, and so that he and killing people was not, it was just part of business. It was just, that's Cielo was definitely not on the foremost. But then after his time of living with Ajahn Chah, he came back and told his gang, from now on out, we're going to keep the five precepts. And the gang was sort of... this isn't going to fly. And then Ajahn Chah came, and I remember, came to visit, and the whole gang came to pay respects. So these are really rough characters. And asking questions, and Ajahn Chah sort of really... Number one, saying, what do we do if people steal from us? We're kind of extorting and whatnot, but that's fair game. But what if people steal from us? And Ajahn Chah didn't answer. He said, "Well, what have you been doing?" He said, "Well, usually we just cut off their hand." And Ajahn Chah, "Whoa. Angulimal only cut off fingers." So he was. So he really drew people in, and overall, he really tried to make a change. Although he also knew that over time, he'd be able to hold it together for a while. And he's put everything in order in terms of his family and his life. And about a year and a half later, then he was killed by a rival gang. But he figured that was a worthwhile, just to keep the precepts rather than reverting back to the way. It's really interesting, but his gang members, the whole idea of Sikha was a bit much.